I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. High school students at Bryan Station, Tate's Creek, and Frederick Douglass can now enroll in academies. These are small learning communities that offer a different approach to education, moving away from the traditional classroom model and toward a more hands-on, project-based system. One of the academies at Frederick Douglass deals with careers in health sciences. So we sent our in-house health reporter to check it out. That's coming up in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently took a behind-the-scenes tour with Project Lead the Way coordinator and teacher Hannah Rosevere and FDHS Academy coach Sean Hines.
Each of our academy schools have a freshman academy, and then we have career-themed academies. These career-themed academies tie core content classes, English, math, social studies, and science, to a career technical theme. So in the example of what we have here, we've got an academy of health science, an academy of technology, and an academy of professional service. Each of those with a couple of different tracks that they study. We have a pre-law program, we have computer programming, we have a videography program. And then within our Academy of Health Science, we've got an EMT pathway, a pre-nursing pathway, an allied health pathway, and then we have our biomedical sciences program. And within each of those pathway, students are going to take a course of study. They're going to take four courses that kind of build upon each other, and those courses are designed to give them a set of skills that are themed towards the career that they're looking at, but really in a deeper sense, they're also transferable skills that we're teaching. A lot of people get concerned that we're tracking kids into career occupations, but at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is ignite a passion that they have. So for example, if you have a child who's right now really interested in medicine, but doesn't love English, when you go to an English class and you're reading things that coordinate with your medical classes, your biomedical sciences classes, you're reading The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and then in biomedical science, you're doing gel electrophoresis and looking at DNA. There's that natural connection that sparks that interest and enjoyment and really elevates the student learning level. So those career academies, we've had them here at Frederick Douglass since the day we opened. We opened with wall-to-wall academies. Bryan Station High School has been on the same path. They actually started a little bit before us. And then Tate's Creek High School is about a year behind us. They developed out of a desire to provide an innovative learning experience for our students and engage them in ways that they may not have been engaged before.
And our listeners can't see me smiling right now, but as a former English major who went down a science pathway, I really appreciate what you just said and this interplay of the sciences and literature, how they're all inextricably bound. And Hannah, I just took a tour of your classroom and was amazed at the enthusiasm of these students. I think it reflects what Sean just said about not just giving them information, but igniting a passion for learning.
Yeah, it's all about getting the kids to learn on their own. So what you saw in my classroom is pretty much daily in every class. I very rarely stand up and lecture. It's all about getting them hands-on with the materials, hands-on with anything that can better teach them. And I love when they're like, "Mr. Rosevere, you're just the best teacher." And I'm like, "Baby, I didn't do it. Like, that's all you. Like, you've learned that the concepts all on your own. I'm just here to facilitate your learning." But they're so engaged with it because they're getting that hands-on experience.
And these aren't, like you said, these aren't just didactic experiences. These are experiential ways of learning. I was surprised, Sean, at the extent you had mentioned, and you too, Hannah, of students who are actually riding on ambulances, who are taking part in mass disaster drills, things like that. And we're talking about, what, starting at freshman level?
Freshmen, my sophomores will be out there in the field tomorrow. And with the, they'll be getting patient files and have to figure out what's going on, how did the explosion relate to whatever diagnostics is going on there and how to better treat it, what professionals to call in. And so they're gonna be able to get that experience. They're gonna be right there in the center of it.
And are you all planning on keeping track of students as far as looking at outcomes measures, like who goes into what career, that type of thing?
I think long-term that is our interest. One of the passions is that so many kids go into college with an interest in science, and by like year three, they're switching their majors because they just weren't as prepared for that. And so I'm really interested in seeing like how well they feel prepared for the programs they're going into, and that they stick it out. They stick it out and go into medicine, because I mean, even nationwide, it's an issue. You have about 40% of science majors that switch throughout.
I know in my own experience, I was an English major and had the bare minimum of science courses to go into medical school, and played a lot of catch up those first 2 years with my classmates who had a better background. What I'm seeing today is your freshmen and sophomores are pretty much at the level I was at maybe as a senior in college.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. Just the experiences they get to have freshmen, like you got to see the gels that they created, getting to work with a gel electrophoresis chamber and running real DNA through a gel and using micropipetters. I mean, I tell them all the time, a lot of the stuff that we do, I wasn't doing until sophomore, junior, senior year of college. Like, and next week my kids will be culturing bacteria, and then they're going to gram stain bacteria and use microscopes. My freshmen will. And so it's just phenomenal stuff that they're getting to do.
And I think, again, something very gratifying for me that I've seen from both of you showing me around today is you're not just, and Sean, I think this is along the lines of what you said, you're not just preparing students for a career, you're preparing them for life. You're instilling them an enthusiasm for learning that I don't always remember from my high school education.
One of the things that we really try and focus on is developing relationships with our students so that we have a firm foundational understanding of what it is that they're interested in and how we can help them. But we also really focus on relevance and trying to ensure that what we're teaching them in the classroom, whether it's our English class or a science class or a biomedical sciences, an EMT class, a pre-law class, that the work that we're doing with our students is relevant for what's happening in the world today. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about what our students are doing in, you know, school right now as freshmen. We're really we're pushing up on universities when we can send our graduating high school seniors into college courses, and they're doing the same level work that college seniors are doing, but they're doing it as freshmen. We're really giving them these opportunities to have entirely different world experiences. One of the best things about my role is the, you know, connection of local business and community partners with what's happening in our classrooms, bringing in speakers to talk to our medical science programs, getting our students opportunities to ride on ambulances and doing clinical hours, bringing in judges into our courtrooms, working with the, you know, local bar foundation or local bar association to get a courtroom in our building. Having opportunities for our students to really interact with what's happening in the world to help spark that engagement and really ensure that that what they're learning is relevant to the world, relevant to their experiences, relevant to their interest, and rigorous and challenging. You know, productive struggle is really important, and I think that we challenge our students. I know that Hannah here does challenges her students to learn at a deeper level. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that we do well here at Douglas, and one of the things that the academy model in general is really designed for.
Yeah, it really focuses on getting them to figure out the answers. So often they'll ask me questions, and it's like, I'll ask a question right back. And then I'm like, you can research that. You know how to research. And so getting them to look up into peer-reviewed journal entries and through PubMed or anything like that, and finding what they're wanting to know, and then being able to give credit to that source. Like, that's stuff, again, that I was not prepared for when I went to college. And so it's just really cool stuff.
Not only filling a student with facts, but teaching them how to learn. I have thoroughly enjoyed our talk today. Is there anything else you would want our listeners to know that we haven't covered?
So this program is just phenomenal. It's going to set kids apart. It's going to make kids stand out, I think, when it comes to college level stuff, because they They know how to work in a lab. They know how to do research. Their senior year, they're doing that capstone project where they are relating it to real world issues. And it's just really amazing stuff. It's really cool for me to see my passion play out every single day. That's just really exciting to see these kids really growing. It's amazing.
I think I want to leave with this idea that the work that we're doing here, the work that we're doing at Bryan Station, at Tate's Creek, here at Frederick Douglass, is really about community prosperity. Whether our students are going on to college or whether they're going directly into a career field, we're providing them with the opportunity to contribute to the community in a really productive way. And it's only through the partnerships that we have with our local business and industry partners, and it's only through the support we have from Fayette County and, you know, the level of teachers we have, like Hannah, I mean, and the passion that they have, that we're able to ensure that when we graduate students from here, that we're graduating students who have a passion about something. And I think that for too long, perhaps we've graduated students who are just happy to graduate, and to see them walk across the stage and to be passionate, to have to know that they've left high school and they've ridden on an ambulance, they've done, they've gone into research labs, they've taken and passed phlebotomy technician tests and EKG technician tests and Medicaid nurse aid tests, and to know that they have that ability to really succeed, that gives them a sense of self-efficacy that they may not have had before.
Yeah, they often ask me, why, one of my favorite questions, why are you just a teacher, Mr. Richard? You're like, you could have done what you're teaching us to do. And I tell them all the time, well, I'm not just a teacher. But if it was just me in that profession, it's just one. But if I can instill this knowledge in you and create a passion in you to do it, look at all of the kids and look at the bigger difference that it can make.
My thanks today to Sean Hines and Hannah Rosevere, teachers at Frederick Douglass High School, for talking with me about the academies of Frederick Douglass and about their preparation of students for lifelong learning in multiple careers, including healthcare. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.